This is Jamila Blair from Conscious Michiana. Our purpose is to connect Michiana to holistic practitioners and mind, body, spirit events and places within our community. Today, this interview is with Dr. Dave Bryant of the Ubuntu Spirit Project, as well as Gold Soul Rebel, who is an alternative rapper here in South Bend. This interview is taking place live at the Rocky Button on January 17th. So let's go ahead and get started.
Today's topic is on where is home?
Yes.
And our featured artist today is the infamous Gold Soul Rebel.
Hello,
Malik.
To see you, and hopefully soon we'll meet in the person. Were you a part of the Rebel Noir show?
Yes.
Okay, I saw that. That was awesome.
Oh, you was there?
Yes, I was. I did. I enjoyed it tremendously. Of course, I always enjoy Rebel Noir, but it was also great to see someone new and to me. It sounded like, based on what the room was like, everybody else in there knew who you were, but you were. So great. Thank you for agreeing to be a part of this and for your patience as we get our act together here. So start off by telling me about the show that you did. How did that come about? I remember the feel, but tell me about the lyrics and you had mentioned how important that was to you. So let's start off there.
Yeah, at the Rebel show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, she had hit me up. Actually, technically it was Devin, but Devin and stuff. He had hit me up to be a part of the song they had. They got a song called Thirsty, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And he showed me the song. I'm like, of course, you know what I'm saying? Like, I would have did it. I was going to say, yeah, before I even heard the song. You know what I'm saying? relationship I had with all of them, you know what I'm saying? I like what they doing, so I was already on board, you know what I'm saying? So I did the song, you know what I'm saying, recorded it, blah, blah, sent it to them. They liked it, luckily, you know what I'm saying? And then, so that was the thing, you know? And then, yeah, the opportunity came where they were doing the show here, you know, and she just reached out to me, you know what I'm saying? It was like, would you want to be a part of this? You know, we got the song, blah, blah, blah. So it just made sense, you know, the timing of it, all of that. And I was like, yeah, of course. Like,
of course, jumping. Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's how that came.
So tell me a bit about your process then. Where does the music come from? And how do you use that in terms of your expression?
That's a great question. I think it just comes from life, you know what I'm saying? Being observant. I think that's part of I don't want to say it's part of your purpose, but it's part of your nature as an artist.
Sure.
Is you observing what's around you, and then you formulating your own, you know what I'm saying, thoughts, emotions, whatever from that, you know what I'm saying? And that is where the music, you know, the message comes from, you know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, I'm observing all of these things, or I'm feeling and thinking about all these things, and now I'm putting it into one medium, you know what I'm saying, of expression to hopefully, you know, connect with another person that might be feeling these type of things too, you know what I'm saying?
So, so in that connection you are, how does it, you think about yourself in that connection? Because as we are thinking about what home is,
mm-hmm.
one of the things that is, like, I talk about a lot is how important it is that we feel at home.
Mm-hmm.
Because home is more than just bricks and mortar and the zip code and the street address. It is that sense of our being where we need to be. That purpose that you were just talking about. And so as you're doing your writing, how do you see yourself infusing that in your work? And especially as you are, it's a field where there are all these different voices. How do you hang on to yours?
Man, that's
a good question.
About to say that.
That is a really
you're
good question.
With some fire, like, I'm loving that though. Like, but honestly, I think and I'd have made a post about this. I don't really like to that much because it feels like kind of braggy a little bit and like You know, I don't really try to be like that, but anyway.
Let your light shine. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but I take it, like, I live a very spiritual life in my own way. You know what I'm saying? I really take it seriously. I read a lot. I watch a lot of stuff. I think and study a lot of stuff. I don't necessarily talk about it specifically with everybody, but I'm very much into it. You know what I'm saying? And that place is more important to me than anything else, even music, you know what I'm saying? So my whole life is led from that place, you know, and music is right along with that, you know what I'm saying? So whatever I'm into, whatever I'm learning, whatever I'm realizing in my own life, you know what I'm saying? You know, whatever I'm realizing around me, that is like very much included in what, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's very much included in what I'm about to put on this, you know, on this beat or whatever like that, what I'm writing in my notes or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So,
So really infusing your music with you and your own sense of purpose and personality. And have you seen it change as you, from when you began making music to where you are now? Have you seen your own evolution?
Yeah, for sure. I feel like when I was, because I feel like I'll say I was like publicly doing it probably since like sophomore, junior year type thing. And then, you know, I was like real, you know, real, what's the word? Naive a little bit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
you
know,
all of us.
Yeah, you know, you feel entitled and you wonder about like things like, oh, why is this not happening like that? Or even apart from that, just having things like stage fright. I'm glad we're talking about this now, because this is something I wanted to kind of talk about with. Is that I used to have real, like, really, really bad anxiety when it came to performing. Like, not even just on the music side, because before I really was into music, I was trying to do basketball. Like, I was trying to be a hooper, you know what I'm saying? But when it came to games, I was terrible. Like, but in practices and around my homies, I was great. Like, I could hoop, you know what I'm saying? I don't suck, you know what I mean? I don't suck. But in games, it was just, my mind was so, I was so afraid of, like, doing anything wrong that it just completely, you know what I'm saying? It hindered me that much, you know what I'm saying? And it was like, man, like, you know, it felt real bonding, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, I want to hoop. Like, I like basketball. Why am I not excelling in this this area? You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I think that's another thing that made it more clear about music, you know, in my own life. Like, because this is one thing, and don't get me wrong, I've had anxiety about, you know, performing in front of people, even on the music side. But I think the love that I have for it trumped all of that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I care about it so much that I'm willing to put myself out there and maybe embarrass myself, you know, to the point where I look crazy, but I don't care, because I just, like, what I'm doing and the purpose behind it is so, it's just true, like, it's real, you know what I'm saying?
Sure. And
if, hopefully you feel that when I'm doing it, you know what I'm saying? If you feel whatever else you get, it's extra, you know what I'm saying? So I just kind of try to live on that whenever I'm performing, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't really feel like I'm the best performer. I feel like I got a lot to learn, you know, as far as how to be better, you know what I'm saying? But I know that I am willing to perform at any time in front of anybody. It wasn't always like that, you know what I'm saying?
Wow, that's a real progress for you then.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's because I let the love for it just drive anything else out. And like, it's like, cool, I know I'm doing it for this purpose and this purpose only. So the results don't, they matter, but they don't matter as much, you know what I'm saying?
Like, right.
The results are just like, let the cards fall where they may type thing. Mm-hmm. You know?
So following your own path and even more than that, following the path that is bubbling up from inside you rather than anything else.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
So, milestones. You said you started off in high school, but as you continue to evolve as an artist and to grow as a person, those those points where you felt change happening and a sense of growing into yourself. Can you talk with us about maybe one or two of those moments?
Yeah, for sure. I feel like I'll tell you about a few. So I graduated high school in 2015, and I went to college like that October, you know what I mean? So I didn't, this is one of the things I wish I would have kind of waited for, you know what I'm saying? But long story short, I was there for like 2 years, you know what I'm saying? I was there for Recorded Arts. I was in Florida, so I'm in a whole different state, city, you know what I'm saying? Around completely different people. Fast forward, and I've moved back here when I'm like, I think 20 something or 20, you know? And now I'm 26. So all these stages, like 18, I'll say from 18 to like 22 to now, I feel like them is like different points where I can really feel like, okay, these are checkpoints. Like I was this way then and I'm this way now, you know, type thing. So when I was 18, I feel like I was just, you know, just like anybody else, real young, still trying to really needed to realize a lot about the world, you know what I'm saying? Because you got all these perceptions, you know, stuff that you get from your parents and from your friends and TV until you really get out there and really see how stuff really is, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like it was just a lot of that from high school to college, you know what I'm saying? And same thing creatively, just like, I feel like my message from 18 up until now has, I feel like, developed drastically, you know what I'm saying? Because my sense of self has developed drastically, you know what I mean? It was a lot of question marks about things, you know what I'm saying, at that age, like 18 to 22, about, you know, because I'm coming from a Christian background and I'm getting to things that's not necessarily religious. So it's like, this is like whole different from what I'm, you know, used to being, you know, or thinking.
Sure,
so it's,
sure.
I had all these questions, all these feelings about things that I didn't have answers for, you know what I'm saying? Mm. And then, you know, it took time to get those answers and become more clear, you know, and I feel like that's where I'm starting to be at now, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And like now the message is more pronounced and more clear and more confident, you know what I'm saying? Because I actually have certain experiences that have led me to more clarification just in my own life, you know, mm-hmm. for my own betterment, for my own personal health, whatever, you know. And I definitely feel like that has reflected and developed in my music as you know, gotten older. So, yeah.
So would you consider yourself a Christian writer and musician or not? More like influences that are much broader?
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely not a Christian now, you know what I'm saying? No disrespect to nobody who, mm-hmm. you know, anybody is.
We all find our own path.
Yeah. I just, that was my start, you know what I'm saying? But I'm on some whole other stuff right
okay.
now.
Okay. Okay.
But I mean, that was roots for sure, though. I don't really like I'm a conscious rapper. I'm this type of rapper, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I do embrace the what I do talk about, and I am aware of like the image of that and blah, blah, blah. But I mean, I'm not a Christian rapper. No, I mean, I'm just Gold Soul Rebel, Malik Barnett Ties. Sure. And the message that you get from that is hopefully, you know, I mean, that's just what it is. Like, I don't really know what else to really classify it as, honestly, you know what I'm saying? Because it could be that thing, but it could be, you know, more other things to it.
More things.
I don't want to put it in one slot, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Artist,
you know what I mean? Yeah. But I mean, I guess you could, if I had to though, you could say, I guess conscious rapper, I guess.
Okay. Conscious.
That is what I am on most of the time. You're not,
sure.
You know,
that is definitely what it's sounding like, that you are aware of what's happening in the world around us. You have thoughts that you would like to present and to talk about. And that is, it infuses itself in your beats, in your poetry, and can I call it poetry?
It is.
And the messages that you make a part of your own music and your own presentation in the world. So it is, you know, that consciousness is definitely a way of thinking about being home and being within yourself and doing the thing that you believe is most important in terms of your life and your work and where you're going.
Just to speak on what you were saying more, Omar, you know, I probably didn't even really get to that much. But yeah, like, I think that's exactly what it is. Like being in this, when I'm doing music or anything creative, spiritual, whatever, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you in a flow state and you in a place where you know, like, okay, I know I'm on track with whatever I feel like my purpose is, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And these are times and moments where time don't even really matter necessarily. Like whenever I'm sure you might be able to relate to this, you know what I'm saying? Whenever you really doing something that you really passionate about, certain boundaries disappear, you know what I'm saying? They don't really even factor in, you know, until later on when you're done, you know what I mean? So
you realize,
I feel like,
man.
Yeah, you know, oh, I guess I am back in the world. I am.
Oh, man. Yeah. Crazy.
Oh, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You think I'm, you know, whatever. But, but yeah, that's the home place, you know, that's, and I think that's where artists should. And
sure.
Not only should they live there, I think that's where a lot of them, the greater artists, do live, you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying, in that place. Yeah, mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So having made this progress, and it sounds like you've made quite a bit of progress in what may seem like a long time to you, but it's actually, you know, a pretty short amount of time. You still, you've gotten a real handle on things pretty early.
Yeah.
So where are you, what's your vision? Where are you going? What new creation that you can think of as home are you seeing on your horizon?
That's a good question. I mean, just honestly working harder with the music, you know what I'm saying? Infusing that more, like, so to give you an example, the last project I did, I connected it to a movie, you know what I'm saying? But still it still aligned with my message overall, you know what I'm saying?
That was a dope project.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, thank you. Thank
that
you
was
so
a
much.
Really good project.
I really appreciate that. But yeah, I put it with a movie, and it's like, okay, people enjoy movies on an entertainment level, and they also have, everybody has a spiritual side, so they can relate on that end too. You know what I'm saying? So it's connecting both of those things, you know what I mean? And I feel like I'm using that as an example to say, like, I want to do not that same exact thing every time, but that same type of light, you know what I'm saying? That same type of message where, okay, I can connect these familiar things that we all might recognize, or maybe it's just some of us recognize or familiar with, you know what I'm saying? But I can make this a symbol to something greater that we all
okay.
have a stake in as human
sure.
beings, you know what I mean? So I think that's
wow.
my,
that's
my,
yeah. big.
Exactly.
So one
yeah.
of the things I like to do is to like open it up to see if there are other questions. I'm not sure who else is in the room, but.
Yeah.
If other people have questions that they'd like to ask.
I do have the question of, if you were to do a project, because you so essentially you said that you like to draw from different entities of life that everybody can relate to.
Mm-hmm.
What would be like the top three things that stand out to you? Like what movie made you turn your head? What viral thing that went crazy that made you go, this actually makes me want to write a song about this?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
like top three inspirations, I guess.
I think definitely The Truman Show. You know, so, I mean, that would make
one.
Sense, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I did a whole project around that because it blew me away, you know what I'm saying? Like,
uh-huh.
everything about it from start to finish, it blew me away, you know
feel
what I'm
like
saying?
It.
yeah, so that's definitely one, you know what I'm saying? You said other moments, just like inspiration?
Like, yeah, this, you know, top three things that inspired you the most. When it comes to making music.
Okay, yeah. That one, I mean, I think just also being a fan as a listener, you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Like, I think, I don't know if people notice that as much, they probably do, but I really, even just from a listener standpoint, like, I'm a huge fan. Like, you know, when they all, like, when Jay and everybody around here be doing music, like, I don't know if they believe it or not, but I really, like, I got y'all in my playlist. I love music,
same.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm like, yeah, like, I'm a listener. Like, I get home from work, and it's party. Like,
yeah.
it ain't no
okay.
glow.
Okay.
But it might as well be, you know what I'm saying? Because it's that time, you know what
yeah.
I'm saying? Like, I take that real serious, and it has a real big effect on me, you know what I'm saying? So, just even apart from me doing any rapping or whatever, like, as a listener, I'm such a huge fan. Yeah, I'm such a huge fan of it. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That's cool.
Yeah, so that just being a listener, you know what I'm saying? Just listening to music itself, that's probably one of the most consistent, you know, things for real. Like,
yeah.
So that for sure. And just having certain spiritual or just certain life realizations and experiences that help you, you know, relate it back to something creative, you know what I'm saying? Sure. So I go through a certain thing and it might be like, oh, you know, I realized something from this situation I was in. Now I can talk about this in this song or in this verse. And I know whoever is listening, you know,
they'll
what I'm
relate
saying?
Directly.
Yeah, they might get something, mm-hmm. you know. And so, mm-hmm. yeah, I feel like that's a lot of times that's how it is, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I like to think that it works, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I'm so appreciative whenever anybody like hits me up and comments or does anything, because like it really, to know that it actually is doing something,
it's
just
that
not
reciprocity, though.
You know,
sure.
It really, it means a lot. It means a whole, sure. whole lot.
Get that feedback. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Not even just feedback, but connection. You know what I'm saying? When somebody like, oh man, when you said, or this song really did this, or you know what I'm saying? I'm just like, man, mm-hmm. that's worth more than money to me. You know what I'm saying?
That's worth it. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's all I can, that's the most powerful thing I feel like I can do for another person. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Make them feel something that was already inside of them.
It was,
you know,
already inside them. Yes. Yeah. Oh, that is awesome.
What advice would you give someone that is like going down a similar path, but their own path of love, creativity and artistry,
mm-hmm.
but kind of advice like motivation, mm-hmm. like, for someone that like that's wanting to do this,
mm-hmm.
like for like as a like a full time thing,
yeah. I would say make sure this is what you really love first and foremost, you know what I'm saying?
That part.
Like, a lot of people care about a lot of things, but loving it for real is not always the same
real
thing.
For real.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, make sure that you're willing to, you know, feel uncomfortable, you know what I'm saying? If this is something that you really love, then you're going to have to be open, you know what I'm saying? You're going to have to be willing to do things that you might necessarily didn't see yourself doing, or, you know what I'm saying, within reason. I ain't saying just do anything, but, you know, mm-hmm. you're going to have to be real, basically, is what I'm saying. That's, like, the major thing. And then, two, as far as making it a career, you know what I'm saying, you're going to have to be open just to, like, for me, I had to really learn about marketing and whole, like, the business side of music versus just mm-hmm. the creative, like, you know, when I first started in music, it's so easy to drop a link on social media and be like, oh yeah, run this up for me, please share this up. You know what I'm saying? And nobody really do nothing because it's a thousand other things going on at the same time. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And you can't, I used to feel a way about that. So it's like, okay, instead of feeling a way, you got to realize, okay, I'm feeling entitled because I'm not, all I'm doing is saying, posting a link, and I'm not creating no real grounds for connection. I haven't met with nobody in person. I haven't did anything but mm-hmm. besides say share this link. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I think, you know, you have to be really open-minded and really be open to connecting with people and caring about people, especially that care about what you got going on. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Like, that was one of the biggest things that helped me, I feel like, is interacting with the people who actively mm-hmm. shown for me, you know what I'm saying? And not just treating them like, oh yeah, like, mm-hmm. you know, I'm that dude, you know what I'm saying? Like, no, like, there is no me without you, you know what I'm saying?
In yeah. that part,
mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? So I'm mm-hmm. I'll say thank you, I'll reply to every yeah. comment, all of that, because it really counts, you know what I'm saying? And I want these people to know, like, yeah, you right mm-hmm. along with me in this, you know what I'm saying? It's not a, you know what I'm saying? So long story short, just include everybody, you know what I'm saying, that's supporting you, definitely. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, love it. Keep an open mind, especially and care about marketing, care about promotion, care about content creation and stuff like that. And connecting with real people and, you know, that type of thing, if you really want to make it a career. And then, you know, have fun, like, always have fun. You know, if this is ever becoming too serious and stressful, then that's a sign that you're either worrying too much or something, you need to change something. You know what I'm saying? Like, as hard as I work or as hard as I feel like I might do X, Y, and Z, if it's not fun, if it's becoming stressful, yes. if it's too
I'm not, you know, it has to be
musically or whatever, like it's good, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, yes.
You know, you gotta, yeah, it's you leading everything, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it start and end with you, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, I would just say, yeah, definitely love it, you know what I'm saying? You have to love it, you gotta make sure this is what you love. And then keep an open mind at all times. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't got to listen to people too much. Don't value people's stuff too much. You know, value your own opinion, but definitely at least be willing to lend an ear and consider, you know, certain things. Because if I would have been not willing to do that, I would not even be in front of you right now. You know what I'm saying? I'd be still recording SoundCloud. You know,
basement rapper.
But yeah, not doing nothing just because I was stuck in the same mindset that I had. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like that's a big, you know.
That's a good answer.
Yes.
Yeah. Creating that community and creating those networks.
Oh, can I say one more thing? I'm sorry.
Absolutely.
Believe, confidence in yourself. Believe in yourself. I was almost cussed, but. You know what I'm saying? You know,
gotta get that in.
Everybody else is talking, you know, people can make suggestions, they got opinions, that's nice, you know what I'm saying? But believe in yourself, because if you don't believe in yourself, when anybody, even what somebody has to say positive, is not gonna matter.
It's not gonna matter.
Let alone negative,
it's gonna wash, you know, it's gonna wash right off your back.
Have full belief and trust and faith in what you're doing, no matter what. You know, I don't care what my mama say. I don't care what my daddy say.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what nobody say. Mm-hmm. You know, this is what I care about, so this is why I'm doing it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it's simple as that. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I needed to hear that.
Yeah, for real.
I needed to hear that word right there.
Say that.
Yeah. That's really how I feel, though. You know what I mean? Like, because it was, you, it's a lot of vulnerability that goes into this. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't know if people are going to enjoy what you doing on an entertaining level or just on a mental, spiritual level. Like, right, nobody might
mental, emotional, yes.
They might not, you know what I'm saying? But you take that risk because this is what you love, you know what I'm saying?
Every time you open your mouth.
Yeah, you got to be willing to have that potential thing happen, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like the fear of it can't be greater than your passion for it, you know what I'm saying? Mm. Like, yeah, so.
Yes, you have come a long way from when you started off there in high school.
Brush doing dances on the painted canvas. I take advantage and take a nap like Peyton Manning. Like my child, I'ma raise the standard. Doing fatal damage. It's how your plane ain't made for landing. I watch it unfold like I made a pamphlet. Looking Macy-Annick. City behind me like my name was Kansas. Me and music got a sacred marriage. When I came to cherish, black is my favorite color. I'm trying to reach the people, I ain't chasing numbers. All your faces, I'ma stay in front of. It's more about the truth than trying to make the judgment. I'm on some shit I really can't explain to others. The foundation on the shaky structure. If I don't see the way, I'ma make a tunnel. Check. Brush doing dances on the painted canvas. I take advantage and take a nap like Peyton Manning. Like my child, I'ma raise the standard. Doing fatal damage. It's how your plane ain't made for landing. I was an orphan till the truth became apparent. Disconnected from illusions that I cherish. But life it kept moving like a ferris. I learned to make do with all the tools I would inherit. They gave you boys the image, you just traced it over. I chiseled off the extras, then I made a sculpture. Even in one place, dog, I stayed in motion. I'm staring at the things that you hate to notice. Staying focused through the energy, I stay invoking. Shit, I guess it's safe to say I'm chosen. Check. brush doing dances on the painted canvas. I take advantage and take a nap like Peyton Manning. Like my child, I'ma raise a standard. Doing fatal damage. It's how your plane ain't made for
them. TRYVE, the real you behind everything. Infinite rebirth. It's the last time. Leave this earth. Rise from the greatest death and take flight to the higher plane.
It's that simple, man. Oso Rebels. So you got the ones that do this shit. You got the ones that's chosen to do this shit. You feel me? Wrapping circles around y'all niggas. Making niggas pull out they pen and they paddock in, you feel me? Storing that feeling. So.